The survey was created to inform voters on the candidate's stance on art and culture, as well as giving them a rating on how well they supported the arts.
What we really found is that support for or not supporting culture is not a partisan issue. It was not uniform that one party was better than the other.
Crystal Young Otterstrom is executive director of the Utah Cultural Alliance. She says that in addition to funding and policymaking, there are other things that politicians can do to support the arts in Utah.
Things like creating cultural districts or promoting tourism to a community, making a historic district or a heritage district, creating office space for cultural businesses, performance space, invigorating downtown.
Young Otterstrom says these kinds of projects are important, not only to improve business and attract tourists, but also to improve the quality of life.
They teach empathy. Arts taught to children, music taught to children helps improve their scores, teaches them how to be better human beings, teaches them a lot about the diversity of our wonderful earth and all of our history.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.